It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music.
Wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
Johnny Cash getting the 12th anniversary of the Gospel Trail program underway with his 1971 song, Man in Black, a protest song against the poor people by the wealthy politicians, mass incarceration, and the Vietnam War. I remember the Wednesday Johnny performed it live on his television show. He was using cue cards because just minutes before his show aired, he revised the lyrics where he received a standing ovation. Friends, like I said, today is program number 626, our 12th anniversary show. You'll be hearing some of the same artist and a few of the same songs as you heard from program 1 from October the 23rd, 2011. Thank you to all of you who have been with me since day one. And a big thanks to Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9 FM, for still airing the Gospel Trail after all these years. And I hope you feel that I'm still playing a good variety of gospel music. Sharon, your request is next. It's Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty with God Bless America Again. This was Loretta's 20th studio album and her third gospel album, issued on June the 5th, 1972. Loretta would not record another gospel album for at least another 25 years in 1997. The real title of this song is May God Bless America Again, recorded 2 years before its release. Songwriters are Bobby Bear and Boyce Hawkins, and if the USA ever needed a blessing, it's now. After this one, it's Susan Huey from Truro with one she wrote, All God's Children. And friends, here's Loretta and Conway with May God Bless America Again.
God, I sure do wish you'd bless America again. You know, like you did, way back when it all began. You blessed her then, but we just sort of kind of took it for granted and never did ask again. So just hold her hand, God, that's all. And if she should stumble, please, don't let her fall.
God bless America again. You see all the trouble that she's in. Wash up.
You know, I don't understand everything I read and hear about what's wrong with America. But when you don't have a lot of book learning, I guess there's a lot of things you don't understand. But let me say this, God. She's like a mother to me. And all I am or ever hope to be, I owe to you. And to her.
Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again.
All God's children need to stick together. All God's children stay together to survive. All God's children need to come together. Our souls depend on just how hard we try. The earth is filled with evil and the devil's creeping up on us. We're so wrapped up in flesh and fantasy. The doors are closing, walls are rising. Don't you see the signs of rising? Pull together, people, one and all. All God's children need to stick together. All God's children stay together to survive. All God's children need to come together. Our souls depend on just how hard we try. Preachers, teachers, holy people, shout it from the highest steeple. Read your Bibles, hear the world, and pray. Doors are closing, walls are rising. Don't you see the signs of rising? Pull together, people, one and all. All God's children need to stick together. All God's children stay together to survive. All God's children need to come together. Our souls depend on just how hard we try. The Lord's prediction's coming faster. Hush the sounds of children's laughter. Rapture's coming closer day by day. Doors are closing, walls are rising. Don't you see the signs of rising? Pull together, people, one and all. All God's children need to stick together. All God's children stay together to survive. All God's children need to come together. Our souls depend on just how hard we try. All God's children need to stick together. All God's children stay together to survive. All God's children need to come together. Our souls depend on just how hard we try. Our souls depend on just how hard we try. Our souls depend on just how hard we try.
A lady singing that I admire, that of Susan Huey from Truro. Susan is well. Myrna spent time with her a couple of weeks back, but she no longer sings in public. May God Bless America Again is an extremely moving song by two greats that are gone now, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. Patsy Cline is next, and she's going to give us If I Could See the World Through the Eyes of a Child. She recorded this on December the 13th, 1957. Writers are Sammy Masters, Richard Pope, and Tex Satterwhite. The Anita Kerr Singers were on this session. Other songs recorded that day were Stop the World and Let Me Off, Walking Dream, and Cry Not for Me. After Patsy, it's a Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, Countryville Huey from Truro, with Josh Turner's Long Black Train, a number 13 hit for Josh in 2004, but by 2018, it was certified platinum. Josh Turner got the idea to write this song from listening to the Hank Williams recording, The Devil's Train. And Josh has an award-winning video of this on YouTube, using a funeral train as a metaphor. The lyrics tell of resisting temptation from the devil. And friends, here's Patsy Cline.
What a wonderful world this would be. There'd be no trouble and no strife, just a big happy life with a bluebird in every tree. I could see what a wonderful world
a long black train coming down the line, feeding off of souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back in your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burning your ticket for that long black train. And you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just a-waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. And you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I can hear the whistle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. And you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. That devil is driving that long black train.
Country Bill Huey from Truro with Josh Turner's Long Black Train. And Country Bill sure does a fine job on that song. And besides being a recording artist, Bill is also an author. Patsy Cline, one of country's greatest, gave us If I Could See the World Through the Eyes of a Child. And friends, I played the next song on program number 1 from October the 23rd, 2011. It's Tommy Collins, whose real name is Leonard Sipes, with The Two Sides of Life. Tommy came from Oklahoma, and he was one of a handful of artists that helped create the genre of country music known as the Bakersfield country music sound. Tommy recorded 12 albums, and 5 of his 13 charted songs were hits. At one time, Buck Owens was in his band, and he played lead guitar. Merle Haggard recorded 30 of Tommy's songs, and in 1980, he recorded a biographical tribute to Tommy Collins called Leonard. Shel Dalton, a Down East artist, will follow Tommy Collins with one he wrote, O Lord, How I Love the Maritimes. As a lad of 16 from Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, Shel headed for the Big Smoke, and the Big Smoke is Toronto. Shel performed with Smiley Bates for at least 25 years, and today he lives in Belleville, Ontario. So friends, it's Tommy Collins with The Two Sides of Life, followed by Shel Dalton with O Lord, How I Love the Maritimes.
Just a picture of the two sides of life.
Many years ago, an artist was hired to paint the Lord's Supper scene. He selected live models to pose for each one, so he had to have 13. Each man was carefully chosen according to personal traits. Yes, the artist took great caution in painting this portrait of greats. 11 were finished in a very short time, from Andrew to Bartholomew. Each figure was skillfully brushed into place, that is, all except two. Then a search began that took some years, in which dozens were interviewed each week. When the man for Jesus was finally found, a man undefiled and meek, he was clean of body, mind, and soul. His eyes were gentle and clear. The artist rejoiced, and the great painting grew as the figure of Jesus was put there. That left only Judas, the betrayer, to do, and the painting would be complete. But where could a face be found to resemble the master of deceit? A face that told of treachery and greed, such loss of character and sin, as of one who pretended to live uprightly, and then betrayed with a kiss his best friend. 5 years passed by, and the aging artist was viewing his work one day, when a man walked in from off the streets, and his face caused the painter to say, "Sir, before us here is an unfinished painting. There's a blank space, as you can see. I have yet to paint the portrait of Judas. Would you mind posing for me?" The man consented, and soon it was done. The masterpiece was finished at last. Each face was detailed and told its own story of that sacred event in the past. Then the man from the street said, "Don't you know me? You've seen me before, you know. I'm the one who posed for Jesus just 4 or 5 years ago. But I took the wrong road of life somehow and ignored each warning sign. I didn't know it would change me so, but the life you painted is mine. I wonder if there might be a chance for me to regain part of what I've lost. The devil has paid me in counterfeit money, and I'm gonna change, whatever the cost."
Just a picture of the two sides of life.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for Archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at PantramarFM.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
It's a long way to the East Coast from the West, but I've traveled it, I guess, 100 times, to the cities and the towns, the hidden places that I found. Oh Lord, how I love the Maritimes. When I cross that line to beautiful New Brunswick, I can feel the welcome on the highway line. Tires are humming on the road, song that tells me welcome home. I'm at home when I'm in the Maritimes. MPEI folks all call me Buddy, for they all know Tom is a pal of mine. A friendly smile, a welcome hand, is just the custom of the land, and it's born right in the folks, PEI. Hank told us there's a place he'll always cherish, and it lies beneath blue Atlantic skies. You're as welcome as a song in a Nova Scotia home. Oh Lord, how I love the Maritimes. Cape Breton Isle, I found a piece of heaven. Ah, the Cabot Trail, I'm gonna travel once again. I can almost hear it say, it's been waiting just for me, and the ocean seems to whisper my name. At last, the rock-bound coast of old Newfoundland. At my journey's end, I'm gonna linger with my friends. Everybody is your friend on the Isle of Newfoundland. Oh Lord, how I love the Maritimes. Yeah, it's a long way to the East Coast from the West, but I've traveled it, I guess, 1,000 times. To the cities and the towns, the hidden places that I found. Oh Lord, how I love the Maritimes. Oh Lord, how I love the Maritimes.
Shel Dalton with Oh Lord, I Love the Maritimes, and The Two Sides of Life by Tommy Collins. Friends, you've heard me telling you about CFTA's new website, TantramerFM.ca. When you get there, look at the top far right and it will say More. Click on that for the archives and that will open and show you the Gospel Trail. You'll also see Support shown at the top. If you enjoy the Gospel Trail or any of the other great programs, the station would appreciate your support. Click on Support and you'll see how easy it is to make a donation to help your community radio station. Even a community radio station needs money to stay on the air. Your help is needed, and anything you can give is greatly appreciated. Michael in New Carlisle, Quebec, requested He's Coming Home Today by the Easter Brothers. Brothers Russell and Ed came out of North Carolina, and they moved to Danville, Virginia. They formed the gospel group, the Easter Brothers. They wrote more than 300 songs, including their Holding Up the Ladder and Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. Well-known groups in the gospel industry recorded their songs, including the Happy Goodmans. After the Easter Brothers, it's Tommy Hunter with Working on a Building. Right now, it's a request for Michael. He's Coming Home Today by the Easter Brothers, and you don't often hear a song written from this perspective.
So anxiously she waited just inside the gate. She told the man beside her, Lord, I can hardly wait. You see, I have a grandson. She proudly called him Ray. To me, he's very special, and he's coming home today. Lord, he had no money, but he didn't seem to care. Today his friends are many, and he's a millionaire. I love to hear him call me Ma. He had that special grin. Today I'll get to see him, Lord, and I'll hear it once again. And Lord, there's my son Noel. He's getting anxious too. And Lord, we've been so happy just living here with you. With both their brand new bodies, not crippled anymore. Today we'll walk together along that peaceful shore. Remember, Lord, the day I left, when you called me away, and how I've waited patiently to see this special day. Now, Lord, remember loved ones that Ray has left behind, and let them know we're waiting here for another special time. So anxiously she waited just inside the gate. She told the man beside her, Lord, I can hardly wait. You see, I have a grandson. She proudly called him Ray. To me, he's very special, and he's coming home today. Yes, Ray is very special, and he's coming home today.
If I was a sinner, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd quit my sinning, and I'd work on a building too. And I'm a-working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now it's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a gambler, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd quit my gambling, and I'd work on the building too. And I'm working on the building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now it's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Well, if I was a drunkard, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd quit my drinking, and I'd work on the building too. And I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now it's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a preacher, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd keep on preaching, and I'd work on the building too. And I'm working on the building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now it's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Canada's country gentleman, Tommy Hunter, working on a building, 36 years on national television here in Canada, 9 years on Country Hoedown, and 27 on the popular Tommy Hunter Show. He's Coming Home Today by the Easter Brothers, a song written from already being in heaven, watching as your loved ones enter. One of those songs that I class as thinking outside the box. In 1970, Connie Smith was the very first to record the legendary DJ Bill Mack's song, Clinging to a Saving Hand. And that was on her album, Where is My Castle? I doubt if anyone sang it better. Rusty Gabbard wrote, I'm glad I'm on the inside looking out. Our man from Brooklyn, Nova Scotia, the great Hank Snow, does one fine job with this one. Hank recorded this one back in 1957. And friends, here's Miss Connie Smith.
Sing me a song of praise and glory. Help this wandering child to understand that when I close my eyes in sleep eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving hand. I want you to sing to me about the Rock of Ages. I want you to sing to me about Paul and Matthew, and sing about my dear Savior's birth, and tell about his trials and tribulations while he walked upon this heathen earth. I want you to sing me a song of praise and glory. Help this wandering child to understand that when I close my eyes in sleep eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving hand. I'll be clinging to a saving hand.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
In the days of Noah, just before the flood, when the wicked world had all forgotten God, Brother Noah built a boat which above God's wrath did float, and the people saw that they were made of mud. As the door stood open with the gangplank out, Noah and his family entered with a shout. When the scarf was stretched their necks, Noah stepped out on the deck and said, I'm so glad I'm on the inside looking out. I'd rather be on the inside looking out than to be upon the outside looking in.
Looking in.
When the rain began to fall, sinners on the Lord did call, but the door was shut and night was setting in.
Setting in.
That old Noah from the window looking out,
looking out,
gazed to heaven beyond the water spout.
Water spout.
And he said, I thank the Lord that I took him at his word. I'm so glad I'm on the inside looking out. Daniel lived in Babylon long ago, and he had the grace to tell the devil no. Though he prayed three times a day in that good old-fashioned way, they said he to the lion's den must go. And the lions made him welcome to their home, for they knew that he was nothing but backbone. When the king looked in and said, are you alive or are you dead? He was stirred as Daniel spoke in gentle tone. Oh, I'd rather be on the inside looking out than to be upon the outside looking in.
Looking in.
While you paced the palace floor, I had not to do but snore. Jesus put a padlock on each lion's chin. That old Daniel from the inside looking out. Don't you think that he felt good enough to shout? Then he said, long live the king, and he started in to sing. I'm so glad I'm on the inside looking out.
Friends, a gentleman I've had the pleasure of making music with in the past is Paul Ray from Lance, Nova Scotia. Paul is now living at the East Cumberland Lodge here in Pugwash. He lost his wife, Joan, on October the 1st here at the Lodge in Pugwash. And like me, Paul is a great fan of Hank Williams, and these next two songs are going out to Paul Ray. First is Hank and Audrey Williams with I'll Have a New Body, I'll Have a New Life. And then it's the singer of singers, as I call him, the great George Jones with Homecoming in Heaven.
Resurrection morning, when all dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Won't it be so bright and fair when we meet our loved one there? I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new hope of eternal. With the redeemed God to stand, there'll be no more sorrow.
No more pain.
There'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise, I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
When old Gabriel blows his trumpet and we walk the streets of gold, I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
No more pain, worry, sorrow in this wicked world of sin, I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
No more pain, there'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise, I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh, dear brother, are you living for that day when Christ shall come? I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Graves all bursting, saints a-shouting, heavenly beauty all around, I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home, love and sorrow. With the redeemed God to stand, there'll be no more sorrow.
No more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise, I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Thank you. south, and many my loved ones are gone, and I miss them more every day. I'm ready to move to that heavenly home, and I yearn for the day I can say, take this ring from my finger, these shoes from my feet, take all of my worldly possessions away. Just leave me my Bible, a date I must keep. It's homecoming in heaven for me. I'll kiss my old mother, shake hands with my dad. I know they'll remember their boy. We'll all be so happy, and I'll be so glad as our cup runneth over with joy. Take this ring from my finger, these shoes from my feet, take all of my worldly possessions away. Just leave me my Bible, a date I must keep. It's homecoming in heaven for me.
A couple songs there for my friend Paul Ray, who lost his beloved wife Joan on October the 1st. Our sincere condolences. Paul and I sang a few Hank Williams songs together. And friends, in the world of Canadian country music, there's two artists that were big, real big. So who do you think may have been the most popular? Wilf Carter or Hank Snow? Both were from Nova Scotia. Wilf Carter made his first recording in 1933, and for 6 years, from 1934 to 1940, he hosted his own radio show over CBS Radio out of New York City, and it was heard all across North America. And from 1934 to 1943, his records sold in the millions. Back then, there was no such thing as a gold record, and the Billboard charts didn't track cowboy or Western music. Wilf was known as Montana Slim in the USA, and like I said, his records sold in the millions around the world. In Canada, he released 50 12-inch vinyl albums, while also releasing albums in the USA as Montana Slim. Hank Snow made his first recording in 1936, but success didn't come his way until he recorded I'm Movin' On in 1950. And by 1950, Wilf Carter's golden years were behind him. As a pioneer, Wilf Carter was the father of Canadian country music. I may not have the right to say this, but it would not surprise me if Wilf Carter was the bigger of the two. Again, that is just my thought and not yours. There's most likely no way of knowing. Enough talking, let's give a listen as to how clear Wilf's vocals are on this 1964 recording of Where Is My Boy Tonight.
You know, a great many years ago, when I was just a little boy living in a town in Nova Scotia, I used to listen at night as two fellows sat on a railroad bridge not very far from home and sang this beautiful, beautiful song. Where is my wandering boy tonight? The boy of my tenderest care, the boy that was once my joy and light, the child of my love and prayer. You're my boy. Oh, where is my boy tonight? Come on home, son. Oh, where is my boy tonight? I'm still praying for you. my heart o'erflows, for I love him, he knows. You know I love you, son. Oh, where's my boy tonight? Once he was pure as the morning dew, as he knelt at his mother's knee, remember then? No face was so bright, no heart more true, but none was so sweet as he. Oh, where is my boy tonight? Are you listening, son? Oh, where is my boy tonight? We miss you so much. My heart o'erflows, for I love him, he knows. You know I love you. Oh, where is my boy tonight? I remember when you was a little boy, you used to stand at my knee, and I sang this song to you. But now you're away. But son, if you hear me, once you come home, your gray-haired mother keeps praying for you. Oh, where is my boy tonight? Oh, where is my boy tonight? My heart o'erflows, for I love him, he knows. Oh, where is my boy tonight?
Friend, this sinful world is lost and dying. Every Christian's heart is burdened down with care. Tell me, are you doing all you can for Jesus? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer? Keeping faith in your heart and consecrating every hour of every day, do you prepare? Are you ready? Should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer? Are you praying for the ones who know not Jesus? They're being led into the tempter's snare. Would you stand aside and see a losing battle? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer? Keeping faith in your heart and consecrating hour of every day, do you prepare? Are you ready? Should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer?
Carl and Pearl Butler with The Avenue of Prayer, and Wilf Carter with Where Is My Boy? Just a great recording from his 1964 RCA album, Let's Go Back to the Bible. Both Wilf and Hank Snow were giants in their field, but the music of Wilf Carter would shape the music to follow, more so than that of Hank Snow's. Regardless of who may have been the most popular, we're proud of them both. And friends, I sure hope you enjoyed today's program. Mary Rowan from Etobicoke, Ontario, will give us the final song on this, the 12th anniversary of the Gospel Trail. Mary's going to sing, "I'll Fly Away." And friends, remember, with Jesus by your side, your load is always lighter. It's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.